You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our opening meditation for this season is from Luke 21, 25 to 36. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. On many occasions, Jesus knows when to go for the shock value in his sermons and discourse, and of course, always for a reason. This passage is no different. Earlier in this chapter, Jesus shocks his audience by warning them about the destruction of their temple. Then here, he takes it further by stimulating their imagination, describing the signs of the coming of the Son of Man. Different camps of interpretation would say that this is just figuratively, and Jesus was just being hyperbolic, just like in many instances. While some would say that this is pretty much consistent with other passages that talks about the end times, so this must be literal. But the genius of Jesus' rhetoric is that these signs are not even his main point. I'll get to that point shortly. Imagine, after giving you this scary description, Jesus would just tell you, "Stand up and lift up your heads." The Message version even says, "Stand tall and keep your head high." It's like me telling the guys at our college outreach as the final exams are approaching, "Just chill, bro." At face value, this doesn't make sense. But exactly. If Jesus' purpose of this discourse is to incite fear about the future coming of the Redeemer, then he would have ended in verse 27. But in verse 36, though, we see what Jesus is driving at. In the end, they will stand before the Son of Man. And who is this Son of Man? Voila! Right in front of them. Jesus invites his listeners to consider that the Son of Man who is coming on the day of the Lord is the same man talking to them. Luke beautifully arranged this segment just right before the narrative of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. It's as if Jesus is inviting the people to journey with him, for them to recognize that he is the one whose word will not pass away, and the one who gives them life and shows them how to live. As we begin the season of Advent, meditating on eschatological or end times themes of things to come, may we not also miss out on Jesus' invitation for us to know him and journey with him in the present? How is Jesus inspiring you to have a certain mindset and behavior at the moment? May we be more focused on Christ as we look forward to our future state, keeping our head up high.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the Brotherhood of Celibate Men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.